An international sting operation has snagged a suspected arms dealer who apparently was trying to sell a shoulder-fired missile. The buyer was an undercover FBI agent. The weapon was brought from Russia to the United States aboard a ship. Paul Caffera is a freelance investigative writer specializing in terrorist threats to aviation. He says the threat here is similar to last year's attack in Mombasa. Terrorists fired a missile at a plane filled with vacationing Israelis and missed only because they were firing too close for the missile to home in.
The weapons that we're talking about in the sting operation in Newark are a much more sophisticated weapon. You still wouldn't want to fire this close as the folks did in Mombasa, but they would have a much greater chance had they been used against an aircraft, severely damaging it or killing the aircraft.
How many weapons of this nature are out there? What do they cost? And in a way, how hard are they to get?
The range that has been published goes anywhere between 500,000 and 700,000 missiles. These are dispersed in virtually every country in the world, and they are readily available. For a least sophisticated missile, something like what was used in Mombasa, in the range of $2,000 or $3,000, would probably purchase one. For a SA-18 or a Stinger, you're probably talking in the $40,000 to $100,000 range. And if you take a look at what happened in Afghanistan last August, a Pentagon spokesperson told me that they had acquired, through raids, over 5,000 shoulder-fired missiles. They are incredibly accessible.
Let's talk about U.S. airports. How vulnerable are they?
Anyone who's familiar with the Washington area knows how the aircraft approaching Reagan National come right down along the Potomac. And if you sit on Theodore Roosevelt Island, you can just reach up and seemingly pick one out of the sky. The same thing is true along the New Jersey Turnpike going into the Newark Airport, or in almost any of the metropolitan airports in this country. The numbers that I have seen coming out of the Air Force show that virtually every airport in this country runs the risk of having this type of attack launched against it. And a few months ago, there was a great deal of attention being paid to some teams that were going out from Department of Homeland Security, and they were trying to identify likely attack locations around airports. And that was almost laughable in that there are so many locations. It is not a difficult thing. And Al-Qaeda spent an awful lot of time training people in Afghanistan, and one aspect of that training was the use of shoulder-fired missiles.
There is a proposal in Congress which would cost billions of dollars, and that would be to protect American planes from such attacks.
Well, that particular bill, S-311, sponsored by Steve Israel in the House and Barbara Boxer in the Senate, aims at equipping aircraft with infrared countermeasure systems, laser systems, that will confuse the missiles and make them miss. It's a good first start. The problem is that bill is dead. It hasn't moved any place. They couldn't even get a Republican co-sponsor on the bill. So right now, there are some plans they have in place to do some things, but they're phantoms.
But there is anti-missile technology that could be put into planes.
There is anti-missile technology that would work for commercial airliners.
Paul Caffera, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Paul Caffera is a freelance investigative writer who recently published a series on the threat of handheld missiles in the online magazine Salon.